Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Sometimes you can end up in a place, and you're probably asking yourself right now, you're thinking, like, how did I get here? And because, you know, Satan is a deceiver, he doesn't go, well, let me explain to you. Remember, you first were just walking down the street, and then I said this, and you said that, and then we did this, and then you did this, and this, and this, and this, and that's how you got here. That's how I did you in. I mean, he doesn't do that.
Right.
He just, I mean, and you know, Satan's always running his mouth, talking. And that's
and
one moment.
He's not talking you up.
That's one, yeah. That's one moment he remains silent when he's trying to figure out, how did I get here? Because the suspect's not going to tell you,
right?
You know, how he or she robbed you of your blessing. But there's a progression. There's actually a progression to it. And if you can see where you are on this progression, if that's you, you can catch yourself. And there's like a road. Imagine this road. And you're going down this road. And if you can start seeing these things on the road, you can turn around before you get to the next level, the next turn. Because what happens is you start down this way, and we'll talk about it. Then you take a turn, and then that will progress to another turn that will take you this way. And then you'll go down. If you keep going on that, then it'll take you to another turn. And the end of this thing is not only bondage, but it's heavier bondage, like oppression in your life. And at any moment on this journey, you know, you can cry out like Peter did when he sank in the water. You can just cry out to God and say, dear God, you know, forgive me and save me and rescue me. But let me tell you something. God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. If you don't know how you got on this road in the first place, he's going to forgive you, and you're going to walk yourself right down that same road again. You're going to take those same turns again, and you're going to show up again saying the very same thing. I'm under oppression again. It's like you're going to have to get wise in it. If you knew where you were going to end up was going to be a place of oppression and bondage, and you wouldn't have taken that turn. I mean, how many people, if they realize, you know, they take a wrong turn and they end up in a place where they get robbed. They park their car and somebody takes their tires or there's road construction that puts you, you know, 2 days on the road, or a snowstorm that abandons you. You know, you're stuck on the road for, you know, 48 hours until the snow goes away, and you're trying to survive it. And it's like, all I had to do was take a different turn. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, you know, since it's this turn, that turn, and this turn, there's so many opportunities to turn around. You know what I'm saying? You could be going down the wrong, we can go down the wrong path. And if we realize and wisdom says this is wrong, we can just turn around. But sometimes, you know, not knowing God's word and wisdom, and I'm about to talk about, because he talks about, you know, how we end up in places of heavy chains of bondage, oppression in our life. And it begins with just some three simple things that happens. And it's happening everywhere. And that's the reason why so many Christians are under so much bondage, because these things aren't being followed. And I want to, in getting free, just, you have to understand, if you don't understand wisdom in God's word, and you took this wrong path and you took these wrong turns to end up in this place of oppression, and you get set free, and you do, all of a sudden, you know, you have to get prayed for, or, you know, you ask God to deliver you, and he delivers you, and you're like, man, I felt so good. And then, like, you know, 3 weeks later, you're like, here I am again. I'm in the same place again. You know why? Because God did set you free, but you didn't become a disciple. You didn't find out his ways. You did not understand knowledge of how you got to that place. So you went down the very same road again. You went the same road again. And that's how you ended up in the same place again. God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. So here's some knowledge, how to stay away from having heavy oppression, heavy chains of oppression. I mean, look at Psalms chapter 1. That's what I'm actually looking at, Psalms chapter 1, from a different perspective here. When he reads in verse 1, he says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of the mocker. See, there's a progression. There was three progressions that happen. I mean, people just automatically become mockers. They don't automatically get stuck in sin, stand in sin. It begins with something. It begins with a progressive step where we begin to open our hearts and our ears and our eyes to ungodly counsel, to people who don't know God. You know, maybe you're somebody that listens to Oprah Winfrey. Maybe you're somebody that listens, and she is very spirit-minded. You know, she talks about spiritual things. But I'm talking about godly counsel, not just some spiritual
big
counsel.
Big difference.
There's a huge difference.
Big difference.
And so people start taking advice from somebody else, some other, I can't think of any other, but something that way.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe some coworker or just whoever. You're just listening to somebody who doesn't know God, or once knew God, but now they're in bondage, and they're actually held captive, or they're what they call backslidden state, you know, mm-hmm. of God, or just lost. And you're taking advice from them. And he says, you know, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. So the first step that leads you on the road that will end up in the destiny of heavy chains of bondage is going to be when you begin to listen to ungodly counsel. Mm-hmm. And I got news for you. You know, Jesus said, this is what he said. He said, there will be enemies even in your own household. Just because you're married or you have parents or you have children and you want everybody to be godly and follow God's way, the truth is they're either Christians or they're not. Either they're followers of godly counsel or not. And if they don't follow God, don't follow them. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what you don't do that because then you can, and this is probably where more Christians are taken down, where they start following somebody that they love who has ungodly counsel that ends them in deep oppression, heavy chains of oppression. So either way, no matter who it is, he said, listen, if you love them more than you love me, then you can have no part of me, which means you got to follow godly counsel.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of a sudden you're on this road, and the first this particular road is called ungodly counsel. So you're riding down ungodly counsel boulevard, and you're driving down like, oh, there's not going to be any heavy chains of oppression on me because I can listen to anybody I want to. I like that radio program, and I like that television program, and I like the media I get on my phones and my iPads and iPods and computers. There's nothing. I'm just, woo. And here you are riding down the road of ungodly counsel thinking nothing's going to happen. But let me tell you what that leads to. It will lead you right into sin.
Yeah.
Because the whole goal of that road was to take you to the next road.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't listen to what God's word says or what I'm telling you now and get off that ungodly counsel and just shut down your ears, your eyes, and your heart to all that which is not of God, and just take instruction from God's word, the next road's coming up. And let me tell you what the next road is. The next road is sin. Not just where you sin, because everybody sins and falls short of the glory of God, but sin you get stuck in. It's where you stand in it. All of a sudden, because he says very specifically, and at this point, then you'll begin now to stand in sin. You'll begin to participate in the same sin that the ones who gave you counsels in. Whether they tell you or not, you'll be in it because it's a spiritual thing. And they may not reveal it to you, but you'll be in the same stuff. And in the context of that, it's not just sin that you've sinned. It's the fact that you're standing in it and you're ignorantly saying everything's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because you talk to your ungodly counsel, and there's no problem with the sin that you're in.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then, but you get a little convicted at first, and so then you go back to your other ungodly counsel, and they say, "Listen, I'm a little concerned. Mm-hmm. Should I be involved in mass murder or not?" You know. And they go, "Well, you know, it's kind of like," and you know, they just whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, "No, it's not," you know. And they give you ungodly counsel, so now you're stuck between two roads: ungodly counsel boulevard and sin street. You're standing in it and you don't even know it. Poor, naked, and blind, saying you have no need of help. Why? Because you started getting ungodly counsel.
Mm-hmm.
And if you continue on this, if you don't hear like the word that I'm talking to you now, or find godly counsel, or God speaks in your life, the Holy Spirit convicts you, whatever, you respond to the voice of God. Don't forget, you can get set free and get back on this road again and give you this wisdom so you stay off of it. The next road that you're going to go into is going to be the road called Mocking Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you've taken ungodly counsel, on God Council Boulevard and you turn onto Sin Street, you're standing in sin, you're going to begin to sit on Markers Boulevard. And you're going to say some stupid stuff about people you once honored, men and women of God you once honored, and you talked highly of. And you're going to begin to mock God, mock what God's word says about marriage, about finance, about church, about everything. And things are coming out of your mouth you thought never would have happened. But now, since you've got so, you're so deep into this thing, you don't even know how wrong you are. And now you're sitting in a sea of mockery. Of mockery. And you don't even know it. How did you get here? How did you get to this place? To mock is to act with ridicule, contempt, derision, to challenge authority. You're in a courtroom and you contempt a court is when the judge says, sit down. You go, no, I'm not going to sit down. And that's called contempt. When God says, don't do that. And you go, I'm going to do it anyway. Mm-hmm. That's mockery. When authority says, you don't do that. And you do it. That's mockery. It's mockery. And God hates a mocker. And you ended up there because you took these roads. And now you're on Mockery Boulevard. How did you get here? And Isaiah 28, 22 says, now stop your mocking. Or your chains will become heavier. The heavy chains of oppression. How did you get here? Well, you started on Ungodly Council Boulevard. Don't remember when you started this? You turned on the Sin Street and began to stand in something you never would have done, but you went to Ungodly Council to talk to them about when God convicted you, and they assured you that you're okay when you are wrong. And you stayed there, and your conscience became seared. Your ability to see became darkened. And now you're sitting in a seat of Mockery Boulevard and you're mocking God. You're mocking the power of the Holy Spirit. You're mocking tongues. You're mocking healings. You're mocking deliverance. You're mocking the power of God. You're mocking the church. You're mocking people who stand up for what is right. What happened to you? You got on the wrong road. Yes, God will deliver you, but now you know how to stay out of that. Now you know what road not to take. This is what he says, and this is really a wisdom moment, how to stay away from heavy chains of bondage. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.